every so often, Jesus says something in the gospel that just really, really annoys me when I read it. And over time, I realize why this is so. Because it's almost always the thing he says that irks me that comes uncomfortably close to what's actually happening in my life. He prods something that's real in me, and I don't always like how that feels. This week, this gospel was one of those times. Loving my enemies would be easier than what Jesus seems to ask when he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Now, I can't speak for you, but confusion, conflictedness, and occasional anguish are much more the daily fare of my heart than the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. The peace, incidentally, that Jesus also speaks about in this week's gospel. You see, I'm a worrier, and though my mother swears it's genetic, that doesn't change the fact that sometimes it just feels like my fears have fears. And so it's easy for me to hear statements like, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid," as if Jesus is really saying, if you are worried or afraid, you're doing it wrong. Or you're doing it wrong if you're anguished or when your heart is conflicted and muddled. Though it can sound that way sometimes, I don't really think that's what Jesus is saying. Throughout this Easter season, he's been talking to us consistently about the heart, understood here in the biblical sense, that innermost core of our being, right? The origin of our love, the seat of our deepest emotions and motivations. Jesus has been speaking about his heart and about ours. Last week we heard, "I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." Now, things are not always as tidy as that can make it sound. Recently, we also heard Jesus ask one of his dearest friends that searingly honest, aching question that we all have in our relationships. "Do you love me?" He asked it three times. And remember, too, that Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid," right before, at the Last Supper, right before his agony in the garden, right before he would be betrayed and denied by people he loved. Jesus knew, in other words, what it was like to have a heart that was troubled and afraid. And it is very easy for us to forget that. One of the many times that I have forgotten it, I was talking with a good friend, also a Jesuit, and he listened to me go on, as is my wont, as I implied all the while that what was actually going on in my life and in my heart didn't really seem to fit, didn't seem to belong in the story. And at one point, he asked me a question seemingly out of nowhere. He said, "Tim, have you ever played the game, If I Were Pope for a Day?" And I was thrown by the curveball, but answered honestly, "Of course." "Hasn't everyone?" Anyway. He says to me, without missing a beat, he said, "If I were Pope for a day, there are big changes I might make. But there is one small change that I would certainly make. It has to do with a part of the Mass that you know very well." And I nodded, still confused as to what we were doing. And he said, "I'll show you what I mean. First, let's do it the way it is now. And then we did something that I'd like to reenact with you all at your game. Don't worry, you know the lines. Okay, everybody ready? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." Good, we gave the same answer. So, and then my friend continued with this. He said, "Now here's the change I put in, especially when I know that someone like you thinks that what is going on in their heart just doesn't fit. Ready? Let's try it again. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Really? No, really? Your real heart? Lift it up to the Lord? His point was that everything I thought didn't belong finds a home here, at this table. He was right, and he still is. Just imagine for a second. Just imagine all of us here with our real hearts lifted up to the Lord. Not as we wish they were, but as they actually are. Hearts that are troubled and afraid. Hearts that are peaceful and joyful, perhaps. Hearts that are confused and conflicted, that don't always understand themselves. Hearts of children, however old, who hope their parents are proud. And hearts of parents hoping that they did right by their kids. Hearts that are broken by loss or broken open by new love. Hearts that wish they knew how to love better the people that matter in their lives. Hearts that yearn to feel that they belong, and hearts that take for granted that they do. All of these hearts, each and every one of them. And imagine if all of us, together and at the same time, lifted our honest hearts up and open to the Lord. Because we would unleash such a downpouring of grace that we would hardly know what hit us. Because we would be inviting the Lord to sweep us up, young and old alike, into a loving embrace, the kind of invitation God never refuses. We would be open in that heart-lifting moment to hearing and feeling God speak those words to the very depths of our being, who we really are, here and now. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Each and every one of us shares at least one thing in common with Jesus Christ, a human heart. We only get one, and it belongs. Lift it up to the Lord.